Ready, babe? Are you checking out his butt?
He smells.
You're listening to Swept Together, the story of a modern romance between two adventurers at home, at work, and on the road.
We're your hosts, Annabelle and Christian. Join us as we explore the world and make our home together, wherever we end up.
Because after all, home is
From Sea to Shining Sea, Part 2.
Hey guys, and welcome to Swept Together. This is part two of our coast-to-coast holiday special.
Extravaganza.
That's a lot of buzzwords in one sentence.
From sea to shining sea.
God. Yes.
Why do we always pick...
It's a Sally sells seashells by the seashore situation.
I thought she sold seashores by the... No, never mind. That doesn't even work. Anyway.
Yeah. So last week we talked about Christmas in California. This week we're going to talk about New Year's in Orlando.
Right.
So as we mentioned in last episode, we spent the holidays with both Christian's family and my family. And this week we're going to be talking about our time in Orlando, Florida with my family over New Year's.
And we did not eat lumpia. Unfortunately, during this time.
We did not eat lumpia.
We were going to smuggle some back home to Denver. But then the logistics of having frozen lumpia, it just got too much. I didn't know what, like, if TSA were, if they were going to, like, stop me and frisk me.
A la New York City. Would have tried to take your lumpia.
Well, they're jerks.
They're delicious. I once
it's not spreadable
got through security with
it's an frozen.
Entire briefcase full of blueberries.
But if that
there was nothing in the briefcase but blueberries.
When was that again?
I went home to Chicago over the summer and visited my family in Michigan, which is
the blueberry capital of the United States.
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I was
just kidding around. I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah. They
really?
Yeah, they grow blueberries.
I've got to Google this.
It's a thing.
Okay.
So we went blueberry picking and picked...
Blueberrying?
Blueberries in Michigan. And they're so good, I had to bring some home with me.
Were you picking on the... On like the side of the road, like wild blueberries?
No. It's at like a farm where...
You're stealing blueberries from somebody's farm?
No, you pay by the bucket. Like they weigh whatever you pick and then you pay. Kind of like
so you pay a pumpkin them patch. For picking the blueberries that they're supposed to pick for you?
No, you just pay for the blueberries.
Yeah, but you did all the work. Part of the payment of blueberries... Or in blueberries, is that you didn't have to do the work.
So you never go to, like, apple picking or anything?
Baby, I grew up in Southern California. We don't have apples.
You never
we used to
went
have orange.
Orange picking?
We had orange trees in Orange County, but it was, like, on a farm. We can't go and
right.
steal. No, it was somebody's livelihood.
Right.
And we couldn't steal for oranges from them.
No, this was also a farm with someone's livelihood. They just let you come and pick blueberries, and then they would sell them to you.
Oh, babe. No, they in Orange County, where I grew up,
then
we
they're
used
super
to have,
fresh and delicious.
Well, I don't know anything about blueberries. They didn't grow in Orange County. We grew oranges in Orange County, hence Orange County. And so from my mom's house, you know my mom's house, right?
Yes.
And you know where my high school was?
Yes.
Okay, so along that exact route that we always take.
Right.
Was instead of, you know where the golf course is right there?
Yes.
The Alta Vista golf course. There used to be next to the golf course, just a bunch of... orange trees. Somebody owned them, I guess. I'm sure. But It was like a farm. You know all those houses that are now a subdivision?
Right, but you couldn't pick your own.
I mean,
you couldn't buy oranges from them?
You could probably do. There wasn't a. It was like the road.
Have you really never heard of this thing before?
No.
You've never heard of going to a farm to pick anything.
I guess you can go apple picking. That's the only thing. No, look.
Where did you grow up? The Philippines?
Orange County. I'm trying to tell you. There was the road that I went on.
Nobody who's listening to this podcast is going to understand where this road is.
I'm just telling you that there was a road.
Okay.
People can understand what a road is.
Yes.
And then next to the road was a sidewalk. And then next to the sidewalk was the farm. And there wasn't a barrier or anything. You just walk on the farm next to the trees and pick oranges if you wanted to. But I'm sure somebody would get pissed off if you were to pick their oranges. Because they would then lose oranges. I never did it.
I can't believe you've never heard of this.
Okay.
Anyway.
So
I brought home an entire briefcase full of blueberries.
And this is not equivalent to trying to bring home frozen lumpias.
I guess not.
I don't know where the story went from there, but I couldn't bring frozen lumpia back to Denver. So I just got the recipe from Mike,
right.
My stepdad.
We're gonna try to make them. We'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. So anyway, this week we're going to be talking about, like Annabelle said, the other side of the coin or the other shoe
country.
On the foot.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to go for a metaphor, like
Okay. Other
side of the coin, the flip side of the coin, or like the other foot or the other shoe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know metaphors. But we're on the other side of the country spending time with Annabelle's family in Orlando. They don't live there. Nobody lives there. But we all...
Well, people live there. It's just not... They're not related to me.
People do live in Orlando. But
it's a wasteland.
Not anyone in Annabelle's family, or more specifically, the ones that we hung out with for the New Year.
Right.
And so... But what we did was we actually planned all of this ahead of time and said, hey, guys, let's go and hang out in Orlando together. We could share this experience with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a coincidence that we all just happened to be in Orlando. This was planned. But anyway.
Fancy meeting you here.
If you haven't heard if you haven't listened to the last episode, part one of this series of two shows, then you can go into the website swepttogether.com/episode21. No. /episode 20. That's last week's episode. And this is /episode 21.
Yes.
If you want to listen to this week's episode, which you're obviously listening to right now.
Woohoo!
And if you're listening on iTunes or the podcast app, please go ahead and rate us. That would be awesome. And that way we can get some more listenership and more people just downloading and listening to us talk about random... blueberries.
Getting in arguments fruits. About whether or not you pick farms are a real thing or whether they're a crime.
But yeah, if you can go on there and rate us, we would be very appreciative if you rated us, hopefully a high rating, like a 5 or something. That would be awesome.
So as we said at the beginning of the episode, we met in Orlando, all of my family, 4 different family units.
4 different generations.
What?
I'm just kidding.
No, it was 3 generations. We all met in one city, so we had people flying in from Denver, from Seattle, from Austin. I think that's it. Because
well,
my sister drove to Austin from College Station. Anyway, we're all over the place, and we all met in Orlando, which was logistically a fun challenge. But it worked out pretty well. We all arrived within an hour of each other, or at least the first group all arrived within 1 hour of each other, and then some of us arrived the next day. But
right,
worked out pretty good.
And I remember last year, when we were first dating and we had said to each other, like, we weren't going to meet each other's parents or family for, you know, until 6 months into our relationship. I remember your mom told you last Christmas, right, that mm-hmm. you know, they wanted to do this thing where everybody met in Orlando and do this like family vacation. And did you say that you wanted to invite me? Or did I invite myself? I don't remember.
No, I said that I wanted you to come with.
Okay. And your mom, I think you told me your mom was like...
I asked if it would be okay if I invited you, yeah.
And then you told me something like, your mom said, well, is he going to be around next year?
That's right, I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, so yes is the answer to that, Mrs. Needles.
Here we are.
I'll be around next year, too.
Of course, I don't blame her. I mean, she hadn't met you yet. So.
Yeah.
It was impossible for her to know how irresistible you are.
Until a month later, when they met me for the first time, and they were like, why are you dating him?
This guy.
Who did you bring home to us?
Mm-hmm.
So, turns out I did stick around, and so now we had this trip to Orlando planned. We'd been kind of planning it for the upcoming months beforehand,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the interesting thing, like Annabelle was saying, was the logistics of getting everyone on the same page. So that was really critical, you know, talking and communicating with each other, and it started with the, you know, your parents saying, like, hey, we want to do this family trip, right?
Yep.
Last year.
And as anyone who's ever planned a family reunion or some sort of...
Family gathering.
Large family gathering, you
know... It wasn't
even
really that large. It was just logistically complex.
It was 10 people. That's a pretty big group.
It is. It's a big group, but... Then you add the complexity of having everyone travel to somewhere
right.
that no one is at. It's not like we were meeting at somebody's house, for example.
Right.
And then, yeah, coordinating and who would be in charge of making food for each night. You know, we had like pre-coordinated all of that.
We had some email chains going, yeah.
Right.
We got hotels... Or you know, suites with a kitchen in them, which... Yeah.
That made it easier.
Right, because we were able to go to the grocery store and get all
cook
of
some
our
meals.
Breakfast food.
Yeah.
Get food for dinners, which just made the trip a lot easier on us.
Right, which I had never actually done before. I've never... family vacationed with anybody except for like my immediate family, you know, like my parents and my sister, I guess. And so that was the only time I've ever went on vacation. I never like congregated with other people. So it was a totally different experience for me because, you know, we did it differently than I would have probably. Like I would have been like, hey babe, let's go get our stuff. And then everybody else can go get their stuff, and then we'll just throw it all into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, we'll all make dinners for each other. But, like, you guys' way of doing things is like, okay, well, what do we want? And then we coordinated, and we were like, okay, some people want PBJs or sandwiches and
we
stuff
like
that.
We made, like, this big master list and then split it into groups.
Yeah.
At the grocery store and all
and it was,
tackled
I mean,
a
it was like
part
we
of
were
it.
We were in a like one house basically and then just using the same stuff as opposed to like we were like roommates of each other.
Right.
Yeah, so that was interesting for me. Is that like normally how you guys do it?
Yeah, I think that is kind of the MO when we travel as a family. We try to find a place with a kitchen and we kind of coordinate food and stuff. It makes it easier since, you know, several of my family members have food allergies of various kinds. We've you know, we've kind of just figured out that the more we can eat in, the less stressful it is, because we don't have to try to find, you know, places that are accommodating
to the food allergies.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about this on one of the other episodes, that it just brought us all together, the ability to sit around the table and, you know, in more of a quiet space and just have, you know, family time for meals was really nice.
And that's, you know, that's our kind of theme for our show today, was just sharing experiences and sharing our time with each other. I know that was kind of a theme for last week as well. But, you know, we did other things where we shared our time at Disney World, like the Magic Kingdom. I got to stop saying Disney World, because when I say Disney World in my mind, that equals Magic Kingdom. But there's more to Disney World than just Magic Kingdom, right?
There is.
Because when I say Disneyland, it like there's only one Disneyland. Like there's other stuff around, like the California Adventure and the Downtown Disney or Disney Springs or whatever it's called now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say Disneyland, it's the Disneyland theme park. And so in my mind, I say Disney World. I think Disney World or like the Disneyland or like the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
But anyway, that's just something that goes on. We spent time in the Magic Kingdom. We shared.
And Epcot. We did both of those.
Yeah. Parks. And everyone went, like the first day that we went to Magic Kingdom, we all went to the same ride. Like we just sprinted to Big Thunder Mountain. So most of us, except for I think your mom did not. She stayed behind with Donovan.
No, he rode that one.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
He was tall enough.
He was tall enough? Okay. So we did.
So pretty much all of us rode Big Thunder Mountain first thing in the morning. We like ran there from the park entrance.
Right.
So that we could all get on before the line was too long.
Right. And then we did a little bit of coordination with all of our fast passes.
I don't know. Oh, for me, I hadn't been to Disney World in like 5 or 6 years, maybe 5 years. And it has become so much more of an ordeal than I remember it being.
Well, I haven't been to Disney World or Disneyland for like over a decade, so none of that stuff.
FastPass probably existed. Wasn't even a thing.
No, it was just you get in line and sit there, and that was that. That's all you did.
Well, it used to be that you show up in the morning, and then you would go get your FastPass at the ride.
At the ride?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was at the ride. There were like these kiosks, and you could, you know, you could sign up for a FastPass. They'd give you the next available time slot and then you could come back. So you'd have to run around collecting your fast passes and then you'd go back. Well, now they've added an app, or they've created an app.
And that's the only way to get fast passes.
And I say now, this could be, you guys listening could all be like, this has been around forever. But since the last time I've been to the park, they've created an app. And now when you buy your tickets, you can go onto the app and sign up for Fast Passes up to 30 days ahead of time.
Nobody knew this beforehand, so nobody knew.
This is insane. So we bought our tickets
the day before.
The day before, we bought our tickets at our hotel and then realized that we could sign up for Fast Passes and then went to look and hardly anything was available.
Right. So we had to kind of split up. And we had to do some fast pass coordination, so hopefully like a subset of us could go together on
right.
these rides.
They give you an hour. Your fast pass is good for an hour. So we'd be like, okay, I have a fast pass from 11:15 to 12:15. Okay, I can get a fast pass from 11:45 to 12:45. So if we go at...
There's that overlap.
At, you know, 11:50, if we meet, then we can all go together or whatever. It was crazy.
Right.
But it ended up working out. It was about 30 minutes of craziness in the hotel room trying to get all of this coordinated. But it worked out. And it was worth it.
Yeah.
Because then we were able to do kind of those big rides together.
Space Mountain. Well, I mean, we didn't get to do the Space Mountain but with
Right.
With
we anybody. Had to wait till later, but...
A couple of other people did, you know, so we had to splinter off into subgroups.
Right. But Big Thunder Mountain was definitely a highlight because we were all able to go together.
Right.
And that's just, it's a fun one.
Right. And so we just got to share time with everybody. You know, we shared time with your sister and her boyfriend when we went golfing. Well, when we went to the driving range.
Yes.
And then we spent some time with them at the pool. I know you spent some time with your sister, you know, like at the massage place, spa, yeah. Whatever it's called.
The spa, yes.
And then, and I spent some time with playing golf with Armand, who is your sister's boyfriend, and your brother Jeff and his son. And we went golfing and played 18 holes. That was pretty cool. And I think one of the things he said like was that was his a highlight of the trip, right?
Yeah, and while you were real golfing, we were fake golfing, and by fake golfing, I mean mini golfing.
That's still real golf.
Putt putt.
You still use golf balls.
That's true.
And golf clubs, well, a putter, which is a club.
Right. Well, yes. So we went to this mini golf course that had alligators you could feed.
With golf balls?
No.
Like little... Is that one of the hazards?
I'm pretty sure it was like bread, like dried bread chunks.
Chicken and bread chunks?
But...
Alligators don't eat bread. They eat meat.
Well, this was not meat for sure. It was some sort of dehydrated something.
Okay.
Maybe it was like chicharrón.
Hmm. It's like alligator jerky.
I didn't... That would... No.
Not made out of alligators.
Oh, I was like...
For alligators.
That sounds
jerky
awful.
Jerky for alligators.
Why would you do that?
Jerky for alligators, I meant. I meant the jerky was for the alligators.
Right. Yeah. So all of us who were not real golfing went putt-putt golfing, which was a lot of fun.
We got to spend time with your parents at Epcot.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the, on the Sunday that we were there.
Epcot is my favorite Disney park because you get to travel to like 11 countries in one day.
I don't understand the layout though. Why is it not in a, you know,
geographical order?
Yes. Why was Japan next to Germany?
I don't know.
Because they were aligned in World War II?
Maybe.
Or was it World War I?
Italy was also there.
They were also there too? Next to each other? Was that like a World War II throwback? To, hey, Axis of Evil. Is it World War II that had the Axis of Evil? Or World War I? I don't know history. I'm doomed to repeat myself.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know history.
Yeah.
I'm doomed to repeat myself.
Oh, God. You're so funny. Not only was that repetitive, it was also redundant. And we all got to, well, a large group of us got to watch the fireworks together at the end of the trip at Epcot. Epcot does this,
which is like a 15-minute
big fireworks show.
It wasn't just fireworks. It was like water and
lights,
pyrotechnics,
and music,
fireworks and fire, like actual flames.
I had a frozen margarita because obviously.
And then it turned unfrozen because it was so hot because we were next to the flames. Or something. I don't know. But it was just good to be able to share that time with each other. And I think that's very important. Because, you know, that's one of the things that we do together. You know, we have shared experiences, like this podcast, for example, is a shared experience we have with each other and with you, our listening audience. And the RV trip, for example, is another shared experience that we have with each other. I mean, we haven't done it yet, but we've done a lot of the planning which we'll do a show for like maybe next week or
at some something point, like yeah.
that. Give you an update on the pot or the RV. But it's just a good thing to do, in my opinion, is to have like shared experiences with each other, because it just brings us closer, more intimate, and you know, it's kind of a bonding thing to have those kind of shared experiences.
Yeah, I think especially when you live far away from the people you care about, it's important to keep making memories together.
Right.
Which is what trips like this allow us to do.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why we're going to be doing this RV trip as well, is just so that we can visit all of our friends and family around the country that we don't necessarily get to see on a yearly basis. We're just going to go and say, hey. And it's our way of kind of showing love and affection for them.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of showing love and affection, are you ready to do the sweep up?
Sure. What made you feel loved today?
Hey.
You always try to ask me first.
What made me feel loved today was sitting down at our computers together and mapping out, you know, at least our Florida part of the leg of the trip, the RV trip. And we were able to get that done and like all mapped out, and, you know, we had places to actually reserve, or we actually reserved some of those places that were open today. And, you know, we just kind of made it more real in my mind, you know, because before it was more conceptual, like we're going to go on this RV trip. And then today, and the past couple of days, we've been like looking at actual places where we're going to actually be and actually park the actual RV. I'm going to say actually one more time. Actually.
Okay.
So that made me feel loved today, because, you know, that really just like made things more solid and solidified things in my, as opposed to being conceptual like it had been. What made you feel loved today?
It made me feel loved that we were able to take a break this afternoon and walk around the neighborhood. I just really like where we live, and I like being able to spend time with you in that way, just getting some fresh air and some sunshine and exploring our neighborhood.
What about you, our listening audience? What made you guys feel loved today or this week, this past week, that we haven't talked to you?
You can let us know by leaving us a comment at swepttogether.com/episode21, where you can find info from today's show. And it's also a place where you can share the episode with your friends, your family, significant other, your business partner. You can find all those links at swepttogether.com.
And if you're more into social media, you can find us pretty much everywhere at Swept Together on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. We're pretty much at Swept Together everywhere. And remember to rate us on iTunes. If you have a little bit of time, if you don't know how to do that, you can go to instructions on our website, swepttogether.com/share the love. So while we were thinking about this episode, something kind of came to me. You know, the that whole thing where it's like the journey, or it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Yeah.
Something also kind of along that same line, I think that the change isn't found in getting to the destination. You know, the change is found by the actual journey to the destination. I think that really resonates. I think when we actually go on this RV trip, that we will be like changed people. And I don't know what kind of change that's gonna mean, but I think it's gonna be awesome, because, you know, we're gonna be able to experience so much of the country and see so many different things that we would otherwise not be able to see on a normal basis. I think our trip is like really getting exciting.
Yeah. So we're really excited to have you guys on this journey with us. Thank you for being a part of our story so far, and we just can't wait to see where the next year takes us.
Yeah, so until next week, guys, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Love you guys.
Bye.
If sarcasm had a face or a sound, that's what you would have heard.
Babe.
Yes?
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm not ready.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. I did some analysis, and I figured it out, babe.
You're so statistical.
No, I just said analysis, not statistical analysis. I just analyzed. Analyzed?
Literally without fail, every time he's like, oh, are you trying to be quiet? This is the time that I'm going to make noise, even though I've been quiet all day long.
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
It's not your fault. Hello, listening audience.
What the heck was that?
I'm on the struggle bus today.
Cowboy, stop licking your butt. Now you're too far, babe.
I'm pouting.